The Osgood Files, sponsored by LiftMaster, a champion of garage and gate safety. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. 24 years after becoming host of Face the Nation.
So today marks my official debut, as it were, as moderator of Face the Nation.
And 58 years after getting his first job at a radio station in Texas, Bob Schieffer says farewell. Tough to do when you've loved just about every moment of your career. More after this from Charlie. It's one thing to grow up with Walter Cronkite as your hero, but then to sit down behind his desk and hear the announcer say,
"This is the CBS Evening News, with Bob Schieffer substituting for Walter Cronkite."
Not a bad career arc, and yet his career started like a lot of journalism careers. You see your byline in the school paper and you feel important and famous. But as Bob said, you don't want to let the famous part eclipse the important part.
I tried to remember that the news is not about the newscaster, it's about the people who make it and those who are affected by it.
That's become a quaint idea today, but that's who Bob Schieffer was. Straight-ahead news reporter, interviewing presidents.
You bring that kind of...
Yes, I can.
You don't think Mr. Starr is a reputable person?
That was your characterization.
Showing off in front of the cameras right now.
Is it what you thought it would be?
Campaigning and governance are two different things.
Even elevated to icon status by Maya Angelou.
You're one of the wonders of the world.
And yet, he wasn't above interviewing Kermit the Frog.
It's a thrill to meet you. You know, I watch Face the Nation every week.
And he was once caught singing during a spot break.
Four that wanna hold me, three that wanna score me, one says she's a friend of mine.
Who knew that behind that calm exterior was an Eagles fan? Take it easy, Bob. You've earned it. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.